You tweeted, you mean it. So don't try to get out of it. You tweeted, you mean it. So don't try to get out of it. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So don't try to get out of it. Yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome to You Tweeted, You Meaned It, Episode 10, The Comeback. Yes. Feel the love in this place. Talking to a beat because I don't remember how to turn the metronome off. I guess I'll have to do that by clicking some shit. And it's off, but the song's still on, so I'ma keep rhyming on, and I'ma keep the flow on until it's gone. You know, it's too tweeted, you mean it, it's the type of show that you can't get all the information about Twitter, and I don't really know why. I'll continue to sing and you'll die, and everyone will turn this off, and I'll lose all of my followers. That's how Twitter works. You tweet it, you mean it. Today, we actually have some plugs. Can you imagine? I must have been on some real working hard shit lately. Just working, working, working. That's all I do. That's all I care for. That's all I have time for, and that's all you're here for. Here with me, and you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and that's Jay-Z. Welcome to You Tweeted, You Meaned It, Episode 10, The Comeback. It was named on the spot, as were most of the other episodes. Coming to you live from my room in Belchase. I have a few plugs I'd like to get through to the audience of 12 people, 10 to 12 people that listen. There is an open mic Tuesday nights at Ra Nola. That's R-A space N-O-L-A. Ra Nola. It's a hookah bar. It's sign up is for 8:30. The show's at 9. It's a really cool spot. We had our first show yesterday, and it was pretty amazing. They had free hookahs. Free. That's right. F-R-E-E space hookahs. Because I can't spell hookah out loud. That's a battle I do not want to lose. So yeah, it's a really cool spot. Yesterday we had about 7 comedians, we had a poet, and we had a rapper, and it was really great. It was a really good show. The hookahs were free. There were couches along the wall, and the owners pretty much just brought hookahs to any couch with people in it, and there were at least like 30 people there, all of them in couches. Everyone had a hookah. It was like one hookah for every 2 people. I forget to say the name of the comedy show is Hot Coal Comedy, which it's my name, baby. It's my name, baby. I'm going to clarify that because I don't know if I mumbled. What I mean by that is I came up with the name. I did not find the venue. I did not know anybody, the owners or anything. I'm just in this group called Young Funny. And a guy in Young Funny, Kenneth Harris, he actually found this bar, this nice hookah bar. It's very upscale. It's got 2 floors, a VIP section, and a shitload of hookahs. And he found this place and he was like, yeah, I want to do a show here. And so our leader, our group leader, John Rowe, he went to this place and he set up a deal with these guys. He was like, yeah, we're going to do comedy every Tuesday. We could do a test run on the March 3rd, which was yesterday, and it went really well. And I'm hoping people, you know, start coming out. They start seeing it for what it is. Amazing. I had a whole train of thought going on there about the name Baby. Maybe I just should change my train of thought to baby names. Charles is a weird baby name, you know, because Charles is like a grown man's name. You just name your baby a grown man name, and then like anytime someone looks at your baby and you tell them it's Charles, they'll imagine him, you know, 30 years old. And it's just a baby, you know, it's not 30 yet. It hasn't got any of those life lessons. And I know a lot of the times when we think of life lessons and babies, we expect them to get the same life lessons that we have, or at least to come to the same conclusions. But this world, this is a changing world, you know? You'll never know what your kid is going to learn in school. They're taking slavery out of the history books, guys. They're taking it out. They're like, oh, we don't need to talk about this. Much like the Germans and the Holocaust. Oh, fuck it. We know about it. It happened. So, you know, we don't need to keep spreading our history so we learn from our mistakes. Fuck that. We want to repeat those mistakes because free labor is awesome. So, yeah, name baby. What happened was I got a text message from these guys in my group, and they were like, Kenny was like, I need to come up with a name for this new spot, you know, what are we gonna name it, Young Funny? And I was like, all right, I am like, you know, those guys from that skit that I saw one time that I can't remember who did it, but they were like a company that, I think it was Portlandia, actually. In Portlandia, they had this company that only their whole business venture was making band names. They were just really good at making band names. What was funny about the sketch was one guy was good at it and the other guy just sucked. But anyway, so I was like, I need to know all the information about the club, you know, where it's at, what type of club it is. Is it, you know, upscale, you know? And the information I got back was, it's a hookah bar. It's classy. And, you know, it's new. So what I did was I thought of it. I thought, you know, hookahs, comedy. We came up with quite a few names. I feel like I should look them up, but I'm pretty sure I deleted it. But a hot coal comedy was what I decided would be a good one to text them. Hot coal comedy, you know, coals go in hookahs, and it just, you know, it fits. And bubbling laughter was one of the failed names. Toke and joke, that was one of them, or smokes and jokes. I think smokes and jokes would have been weird. But hot coal comedy, you know, it was amazing. Everybody in the group was like, that's it. That's the name, hot coal comedy. Not that laughing, smoking toke shit. They were like, no, get that out of here. We want the hot coals. And wouldn't you know it, yesterday we showed up. They passed out hookahs to everybody there for free. And here's the cherry on top, guys. There's a cherry on this bitch. There was a guy walking around with a container of hot coals. Literally, like it was this metal bin that he'd walk around and it had at least 8 hot coals in it. Like 8 burning fucking red coals. And he would walk around with this container and he'd check on everybody's hookah and see if they needed some more coals. And like, I had no idea that hot coal comedy would literally have a guy walking around with hot coals during the show. That was just amazing. I want to tell a story about this guy who literally lit up the room. He lit up the room. I want to tell this story, but also I want to let Young Funny tell it. So this is going to be really weird. This is going to be really bad taste. This is something new I'm doing. Let's see if we can get this in. This is a voice recording of that night. Kyle explaining to a guy who was Kenny's friend. Kyle was explaining, you know, what went down when the guy lit up the room. This guy, he was a rapper. He performed that night. His name was KY. He goes by Kai. KY. Yeah, he came and sat next to Young Funny, and this is what entailed. All right, that was a clip of Kyle and John Rowe, and Kenny was out there too. Kai was also out there, the main character of this story. Well, I'm going to reiterate, because I don't know if that was clear or not. What happened was we were sitting there next to a hookah, and Kai comes up with, you know, a little bit of weed with him. And he's, at first, Kyle's like, do you want to smoke that? Like, I have some wraps in the car. We can go outside. And then Kai, the rapper, is like, nah, dude, it's cool. I'm going to put it in the hookah. And then we're like, wait a minute. No, we don't. You know, that's not what the hookahs are for. And Kai just throws a bud in there, you know, and it starts smoking. And we all partook would be the correct word. We all partook, but, you know, it was not our ideas, but we did enjoy it. It was very fun. It was funny. It was hitting so hard. I did not expect, you know, if you throw a bud of weed on top of a hot coal, I did not expect, you know, all that smoke to be still filtered through, you know, the pipes, through the water, out the hose, into your mouth that well. We got so fucked up. And then the manager came and was like, what the fuck are y'all doing? This is our club. Your first night you're going to smoke weed in our club? What are you idiots? And then Kai was like, no, that was all me, man. I'm sorry. He apologized. Everything was smoothed over. And we ended up having a really great night. You know, that was a highlight. That was a highlight of that night. Smoking weed in the club out of a hookah. Just blowing miles of smoke. shit. Good times. Also, I have a plug. I'm gonna be a guest on a podcast by one of my comedian friends that I see out on the clubs. That's a thing, you know. We get on top of clubs and we do some comedy to the people on the streets. You know, it's like a stage, but it's a lot higher. So people think we're God, you know, more than when we're on stage. But yeah, I see this guy. His name is Eric Hollerback or Hollerbach. And he's got a podcast called The Highway Diaries. Highway Diaries. And it's a very controversial podcast due to the fact that he got into a fight with a local comedian, and he decided to interview comedians anyway in New Orleans, and he thought that his fight would not translate into his podcast, but it ended up translating. And it's a very interesting story because his podcast is about conspiracy theories, and he just, you know, involved himself into a conspiracy theory of a very low scale with comedians in New Orleans. And I decided, you know, I'm going to be a guest. Woo! I don't know what week it is, but look for me, Highway Diaries, episode 100 and something, right after the guy who time traveled for the CIA. Yes, that will be amazing. Other things I've been doing since I recorded episode 9 with John Merrifield, Joey Thibodeau, and others. That was a good episode. I was in Lafayette. What I've been doing since then was I put out a web series, which is it doesn't really have anything to do with Twitter. It's kind of like my life that I don't tweet about, and I don't Facebook about, and I don't do comedy about. It's just me sitting around with a few of my friends, either having conversations or filming TV shows that we just comment over. Kind of like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 type feel. It's called The Other LA, and I realized that the name was kind of cliche after I heard a comedian's joke about bumper stickers saying that they're from the other LA or something like that. I don't remember. But I had come to it naturally, and I thought it was very funny. The story, it actually does come from Twitter. A musician, Kate Nash, she was tweeting about a show she was having, and she said it's going to be in LA at whatever time. And I was like, oh my God, Kate Nash, I love you. Are you talking about Los Angeles or Louisiana? And she was like, no, not Louisiana. I mean Los Angeles, LA. And I was like, oh, the other LA. And I was like, well, that's going to be the name of something that I have. You know, I kind of came to it naturally, but on the other hand, I kind of knew that it was already like a joke that had probably been told by 50,000 to 70,000 other people. But you know, it's cool. I still named it that way, kind of as clickbait, kind of as my own thing to be anti-clickbait, because it's not very interesting. It's more like, do you care about what I'm doing or not? Because if not, you're not really going to enjoy this all that much. But if you do care, there'll be some gems in there, my son. My son, there'll be some gems like at a beach, my nigga. Like you digging sandcastles at a beach for fucking crabs, my nigga. For those crabs to live in, those sand crabs, you know? I wonder if people make sandcastles for the sand crabs or if they just make sandcastles for their imaginations and they just watch the homeless sand crabs on the side of their castle and then they build moats. They're like, fuck you, sand crabs. You're not getting in my castle that I can't even fit in. It's just for my imagination. It doesn't even have good interior design. I just like the outside, you know? Anyway, this week, Twitter wise, let me see how far into this I've gone. Is it time for Twitter yet? 21 minutes in, it is time for Twitter. You tweeted, you mean it. This week I'm going to read a few tweets from Black History Month, which was February. It was a good month for me, meaning that it was just a normal month and I wasn't too depressed that month. But yeah, let's see. We're gonna start from I tweeted a lot about Mr. Mercedes, which is a new Stephen King book. All right, I'll start from this picture. It was on February 20th. There's a picture of a book that says 8 Silly Monkeys. And my tweet is, read backwards is about an overprotective mother who adopts 8 bed-addicted monkeys. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. You know what I'm talking about. It's hard to tweet when the climax of your audiobook is in its third hour. Stephen King tries to make me think I'll all be over in a few minutes, but I can see the 6 hours remaining. Hashtag audiobook, hashtag Mr. Mercedes. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Doesn't work with dodgeball. Pirated audiobooks are a pain. Go to Audible for your audiobook needs. Oh, that was a lot of dead space because I was reading. I don't want to edit it. Fuck your dead space. He's going to find the bomb, right, King? This roller coaster is going too slow for this drop. Eye for an eye, crazy man. The twist is that the case should have been handed over to interns. Hashtag Mr. Mercedes. When one door closes, another mic is starting on the third. Hashtag hot cold comedy. Retweet of Uberfacts. The term selfie was allegedly coined during 2002 in Australia. GPOY. Draft things are on TV. Just saw a picture of 18, quote, different types of, quote, labia. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm attempting not to finish Mr. Mercedes until the drive home, but seeing all that vagina clouded my mind. I want to learn how to brag without feeling like an entitled asshole so I can start freestyling harder than diamonds. Hashtag battle rap. I think battle rap should either be rapping over the sound of bubble wrap or a competition to see who raps faster. That's rap, W-R-A-P. It's for the aesthetics. Chapter 30, mofo. What you gonna do about it? Hearing whole books in less than 2 days, nigga, what? I want to spoil this book on Twitter. Who am I afraid to offend? It's only 1, but it feels like 3:30. Where the moon at, though? Nobody gets out alive. Let's move to Milan and mine some minerals, mommy. Hashtag alliteration. Comedy bang bang into your mouth. Hashtag CBB. This is so suspenseful that I can't imagine there's 40 minutes left. Maybe there's a note from the author at the end. How do you find a needle in a haystack? Probably with a magnet. Chris Rock on TV talking shit. I'm trying to listen to a book, Chris. Self-stimulation does sound like masturbation, King. Hashtag Mr. Mercedes. Brady ain't about that life. He ain't no Mr. Mercedes. Have a summer. Hashtag who charted. Go, Holly, go, Holly, go. Are you crazy? Is a hard question for a crazy person. They think they are cheering for the song, but they are really cheering for us. The young comedian. Hashtag Mr. Mercedes. Is he gonna die? That's effed up. To the young, tragedies that don't happen are only dreams. Stephen King. Untie the mind, loosen the thread on the third eye. It was a good book, Stephen King. I was interested even though it seemed a bit cookie cutter. Hashtag Mr. Mercedes. Now that that audiobook is over, I can get back to my normally scheduled podcasts. And get back to never tweeting, and get back to smoking a Jimmy, and get back to hiding in laundry baskets. Hashtag my to-do list. They call me John the Fisherman. So much pockets that my money jealous. So much pockets my money sublet. There is someone walking behind you. Turn around. Look and see. Hashtag final destination. Talking so much green, niggas thought I was a zoologist. Trivia crack is the downfall of all known societies. Also, it's pretty fun. Enjoy your mind trip, but don't trip on your mind. Hashtag TDE. Serendipity is a serendipity. I like words. I don't want to be all I am. So I hold on to that toilet mosquito. Ever fleeting moments of sanity visit my clairvoyant conscience on the constant. That was a fun sentence. I once wondered why my predictive text made such random sentences. No longer. Just followed at Funimation. They make some of the coolest anime out there. Today I told my brother that I aspired to grow my hair and buy some cool hats. Just unfollowed Send Booty Pics. They don't even post pictures of booty. How can you occupy another child's tears? Don't you all know? Don't you all care? It's no mystery. I should have taken those chicken taco things with me. I miss them. Who else is up in a room with sleeping people but not being too creepy about it? Potato salad and spoons covered in pudding sit on the side of the salamander. What do we win if we endure the world's worst crimes? Nothing? Life sucks. If you think I'm bawling, then you should have seen me last night. Hashtag retro. Also, I watched The Grand Budapest Hotel today. Awesome movie. I didn't expect half the vulgarity, and that made it all the better. Don't mistake my silence for sleep. That audiobook ruined my flow. I don't feel like listening to anything on my phone currently has to offer. You know, Netflix or SoundCloud or YouTube. Eureka! I thought of a way to think of a solution. Maybe I should just tweet the rest of the night and make up for the past month's drought. The idea is tiring, so maybe I'll fall asleep. Facebook puts one status at the top for days at a time, challenging my defiance to like what it wants me to like. AKA, I hate Facebook and its dumb antics. The trip begins again. Modest Mouse music will be new to the old days. A bot told me to shut up today. I'll admit I'm a bit frightened. Okay, that's it for Twitter. I want to tell this bot story because I have a reputation in my own head for really hating bots on Twitter. I attack them. I go at them with curse words, telling them they're stupid, telling them they have no purpose, saying that I hate them. And so I was on Tinder a few days ago, around the February 21st, I guess you could say. And I was swiping right on everyone like I normally do. And I got this one match, and it was a very cute girl. And I think she sent the first message saying something like, "Hey, what's up?" And I was like, "Hi, you're really pretty. I hope you're not a bot." And she was like, "I am really horny. Text this number." And the number didn't even have a 504. It was some weird area code. And I was like, "God damn it. Why do all the good ones that match with me have to be bots?" And she was like, her next response was, "Shut up. I'm so horny right now. Just text me." And that scared me, because a lot of you may think, you know, it's a bot. You know, these are programmed messages, and it's just trying to get you to this one point where you text that number and they send you to a website and they get your credit card information. But the scary part is it told me to shut up before telling me, you know, the information that it wanted, you know, me to click on, me to go for. It felt like all those times that I made fun of bots, I feel like there's just one bot, and it's just this computer hive mind, and all the bots stem from it. And they, you know, the hive mind knows everything that happens to its worker bots, and this one worker bot, it spoke for the hive mind for two words. The hive mind typed two words to me. The only two words in that whole thing that mattered were "shut up." And that scared me, you know? I was like, all right, these bots are getting, you know, they're getting antsy. They're doing some shit. They're working more than they should be working. And that reminded me of the Adult Swim infomercial about the college, where they were like, "Just don't use your real name online, you'll be fine, and watch out for whatever its name was." It was like a bot, and they employed bots in the online college. It was great. But yeah, that was my bot story mixed with some other shit and stuff and Twitter. And this one's about 35 minutes long. I usually stop at a good joke, and today is none the wiser. Which, I should have stopped 2 seconds ago. I should have stopped before there was a joke, because I just should have ended that story like a normal person. And been like, "Okay, guys, see you next week," which probably won't be next week. I'm also thinking that I should get some guests in here, like John Merrifield and Joey Thibodeau and the rest of the gang. They were fun guests. It was kind of hectic. Next time, I think I'm going to do one guest at a time. One guest that has things on the internet that they're not embarrassed about, but that they either have things on the internet that they're embarrassed about, or they have things on the internet that they won't back down from, that people frown upon, that people think is crazy. You're crazy for putting this online. That's the kind of people I want on this show. You tweeted, you mean it. That's what it's about. It's about taking a stand for the dumb shit you say online. Thank you, guys. I'll be back some other time. You tweeted, you mean it. Episode 10. Back on track. I forgot what it was called. I forgot the name of the thing. Back on track. Back in the flash. Flash in the bucket. Cans on my ears. Headphones on my earlobes. Back at it. Episode 10. Back at it. Back in action, I think was the real name. You tweeted, you meaned it. Here from my room to your ears, to your heart, to your laughter stomachs. That's the third stomach in a cow. All right, we're done. See you later. Goodbye.